Okay, good evening. This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee for November 10th, 2014. I'm the chair, Bob Lederer, and our secretary, Michael Novick, will now call the roll.
Teresa Allen. Carolyn Burden.
Present.
Fred Blair. Jim Brown. Marilena Castellanos. Mark Hernandez. Cynthia Johnson. Jim Kaufman. Janet Colburn.
Present.
Hank Lamb.
Present.
Bob Lederer.
Here.
Frank Lefever. Michael Novick. Lawrence Reyes, Serene Roberts, Richard Ezell, Mark Wilkinson said she couldn't make it, Jane Zara.
Here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, quorum is 10, we do not have a quorum.
Okay, thanks, Michael. All right, so in the absence of a quorum, I think all we can and should really do is just set a next meeting date. So what do people think about maybe 2 weeks from now?
Janet Kay?
Sure, go ahead.
We should have one as soon as possible, not late, more than, well, sometime next week.
Okay, well, let's look at the calendar.
19th is open.
Okay. Right, Wednesday the 19th. Unfortunately, I don't think I'm available. Let me just check something. I'm sorry. Hold on. No, I have another commitment. I'm really sorry. So every other day is already, Tuesday is only local meetings, so theoretically I guess that could be open. I don't think we've had so much luck on a Tuesday, but what do people think?
We don't always have luck on a Monday.
That's true. That is quite true. Any thoughts on Tuesday the 18th versus Monday the 24th?
How about, can we do both or reserve both and see what happens with it?
Yeah, Tuesdays are bad for me generally.
Is next Monday available?
Next Monday is not 7 days' notice. We have to be very strict with the CPB watching everything closely. And in any case, it's taken. It's personnel.
Mm-hmm.
So, what can other people weigh in on this question of the 18th, the 24th, or both? Not that we would meet both, but that we would reserve both and then if we get quorum on the 18th, then we would cancel the 24th, and if we don't, then we would already have booked the 24th and wouldn't have to worry about the 7-day notice rule.
Are there any conflicts between people on the meeting scheduled for the 18th and the Elections Committee?
I have a local finance committee on the 18th, but I can, I just need to call.
Okay, that's one conflict. Anybody else? I mean, well, what we want to do is not so important as formally what we schedule. I hate to schedule a conflict, even though people may be happy with, choosing one or the other.
All right.
Janet Kay?
Yes.
So I do not necessarily agree, Bob, with how you framed the 18th and the 24th, and if the 18th, if we reach quorum, then we wouldn't have a meeting on the 24th. I would want to, there probably would be a need to have a meeting on the 24th as well. I mean, we're so far behind. So I would say, I mean, I prefer scheduling for both the 18th and the 24th, and leave that as is.
Okay, well, yeah, what I meant to suggest was that from my look at, and you all can look at the agenda I proposed, it doesn't seem like we have a huge amount of business that can't be done in one meeting, but I'm not saying I would be opposed to a second meeting if there was, you know, enough business pending to require it, then that would make sense, but right now it doesn't look that way, but we could leave the option open. I mean, ultimately, it's the decision of the people on the 18th. If we've pre-booked it tonight, if we've agreed to reserve it publicly for tonight, then the 7 days notice is there, and so we can do whatever we want with it on the 18th.
Janet Kay, can I just...
Yes.
So there is something that I just thought of that, today or yesterday, that I wanted to raise with this committee, and it might take some time. So there's, everything on the agenda for today is not necessarily, there might be some additional items to be
added.
Okay,
well, can you share that with us briefly, just so we're clear on what you have in mind for the agenda?
Okay, well...
Not to discuss it, just to lay it out as...
And it has to do with the record date and who would be eligible to vote. And since this is a delayed election, and since listeners became members in 2013, expecting some listeners, we don't know how many, but some listeners joined because they were expecting that they were going to be able to vote for LSB members, and then there was no election. And then the same thing happened in 2014. So how far back, and yes, it's true that membership is for a year, but I just wanted this committee to discuss that issue, that there are would be people who should have been able to vote, whether they should be able to vote.
Okay, so thanks for explaining it. You might want to put that in the form of an email just so the people not on this call are aware of your concerns.
Right.
Are there any other comments about Tuesday the 18th, Monday the 24th, and I guess I can make it the motion at this point would be to reserve both as possible meeting dates, and then we'll just determine on the 18th whether we still want to go forward with the 24th. Any comments?
Yeah, Carolyn, on that. Yes. Yeah, I really object. It's just too stressful to have a meeting every week, and some of them not even fixed. Let's just do the 24th, which is 2 weeks, and, logical. So 2 weeks from tonight. And not try and do this if then. I just can't schedule that many ifs in my life. There are too many things going on. So I would object to that vagueness. Just the 24th is good. Let's settle on that.
This is Hank. I agree with that.
Okay. Any other?
Michael, to the stack?
Go ahead, Michael.
Maybe we could use the 18th for a working group meeting.
No. Oh.
Sure, that's a possibility. Is there anyone on this particular call who would be available for, this is the group to kind of explore and go over the different the election companies and election nonprofits to see who either might help us with a low or free cost or at least, find out what their rate is if it's a company. In any case, is anyone here interested in helping with that? Right now it's been Michael, myself, and James. Anyone want to join in?
Which committees are we talking about?
It's a working group on cost-cutting and e-voting.
Oh, I did. I did agree with that. Yes, and I think maybe Michael's motion could be well considered at that group, but I don't know if I'm available on the 18th of the program.
Janet
right.
say?
Hold on, Janet.
So I don't know how, you know, the next meeting or meetings really should be determined. Should it be by the six people who are on this call? I don't think so, and I recommend that perhaps we, well, I mean, whatever anybody else has to say might convince me differently, but I still would, I think we should reserve both dates for election committee meetings. And then with the potential that one of them might not happen as an election committee meeting, and determine that maybe online.
I'm sorry, determine what piece online?
Determine whether, basically reserve both dates for election committee meetings and then determine online whether we want both dates to be election committee meetings or just one of them and which one. And
you mean, I just want to clarify what you're saying. You want a poll as to
yes.
how people want to proceed?
Yes.
Okay.
Online. Yes.
All right, so you're amending your motion to say reserve both dates but have a poll, and are you saying that the outcome of the poll would determine whether we meet on one date or both?
Right.
Okay. And if only one date, then which of the two? Okay. Anyone else on this?
Could I get on the stack?
Sure.
This is Lawrence. I'm here.
Oh, hi, Lawrence. Go ahead, Jane.
Okay. So in terms of scheduling the next series of meetings, we have a working group meeting that we got to schedule, and we also have like a regular group meeting. But maybe we should reflect what we need to accomplish in either group to see if there are any time-sensitive things more so than others. I don't know. I mean, so when we meet as a whole group, what are the pressing issues that we got to move forward with versus the working group? Because right now we got like the timeline, but what we need are people to help and to try to get people on board to brainstorm about maybe helping us cut costs or some other measures. But what else is before this committee that is time sensitive? I mean, I don't want to just meet for meeting's sake. I understand that the working group has some serious stuff that they got to do and report back to the regular group, but what does the regular group have before it that it has to get done?
Well, did you see the agenda, the draft agenda I posted?
Yes.
I mean, that's my understanding of what is before us is at the moment. I mean, unless people have additional things, you know, the
I did. I added, or I'm going to be adding one.
Right, but hang on. Let me just finish, and also for those on the stream who haven't seen it, the agenda was to report back on what the working group is doing in terms of contacting these both nonprofits and for-profits to see if they can either help us or contract with us to do e-voting and the other aspects of the election. Then there's a motion Michael is offering on non-English language information. And then, let's see, I don't have it up on my screen, but I think that was those were the main substantive things. And then Janet just put forward an issue that she wants to bring up.
Well, there's a motion that Carolyn and Jeff did about reconsideration of the opt-in and opt-out question.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That was the other item that was carried over from the last meeting, is about what to do about e-voting. So those are the current issues as I understand them. Does anyone have more issues that they think are on our agenda or should be?
Janet Kay?
Yes.
No. Not necessarily more, but at Saturday's KPFA local station board meeting, Margie announced that she and Raul determined that there was going to be enough money to hire an NES, but still would have to go through the hiring freeze process, but I just wanted to and hire by December 1st, which would be the week after the 24th. And so I think we maybe would need to, assuming it happens, to kind of prepare to work with an NES. What would that be?
Okay.
What would that look like?
Can I get on the stack again? Sorry, Jane.
Yeah, Jane.
Okay, so in light of...
Was that, hold on, Jane. Was that Michael or Lauren?
Yes, Michael to the stack.
Okay.
And Hank to the stack.
Okay. So remember, folks, we're not getting into any substance tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't have quorum. We're discussing when to next meet and whether to book two different dates or give a poll of the committee. So go ahead, Jane, then Michael, then Hank.
Okay. So in light of the comments that have been said, we do have to have another general meeting, but maybe the language thing, where I think we got to also look for people to be able to translate, because, you know, what the working group is trying to do is bring on people that can do the tasks that the committee decides are sort of pertinent tasks. So we're going to hire, you know, an election committee person, and then we need local people. And we got to try to bring people on board that would be able to diminish the amount of expenses. We also have, you know, there's this debate that's alive that involves the whole election committee, which is, you know, do we just do email voting, or, you know, or the SurveyMonkey, which is a really good cost-cutting measure, or do we, you know, I mean, I just think there's a debate about, we also have to think about, at PSW, you know, we're particularly concerned about the fact that a lot of people that are underrepresented do not have computers, so we really want to sort of deal with that debate and how to equitably reach out to people that are underrepresented and take into account the cost-cutting measures. So I'm just trying to figure out when we can schedule these things to be cost-cutting measures by the working group and get more people on the working group so we can solicit for translating or whatever for the needs of the whole committee, as well as decide how we can proceed for the basic election. I'm done. Sorry to rattle on.
Okay, Michael.
I think that the working group needs to sort of do its work. The idea of having a meeting, I think, would be to give ourselves a deadline of having done some of the contacting and outreach that we said we would. I know that I haven't, because I've been dealing with the KPFK budget, which has been dragging on for a long time. So I am in favor of the motion of putting out, reserving now the 24th, I'm sorry, the, what was it, the 18th? I'm looking through my calendar. Reserving the 18th on the 24th now, doing the poll. I think we should also consider reserving December 1st and December 8th, which are the following Monday. I'm not saying to need all those times. I'm just saying that if we have them reserved, we don't have to worry about somebody else getting them or the time frame. And then polling the membership, both to find more people to do the work of the working group and to set the dates on a final basis.
Okay. Hank? Hank, are you there?
Oh, sorry, I was on mute. I just want to add the SurveyMonkey question to the agenda. I think it is important to discuss. It will save us a lot of time and even more money. We won't have to hire NESs or LESs, and it will be done by a third party, which removes all the interpersonal and interstation stuff from the equation.
Okay, folks, so can we come to a vote? As I hear the proposal, I think Janet is making a motion that we put out a poll for the 18th and or the 24th, and just go by what the majority says online or what they write, you know, how they respond to the poll. That will determine, do we meet one of those two dates, both of those dates, and if it's only one, which one? Okay, now then, Michael, I think let's hold Michael's additional dates to a separate vote so we don't confuse things.
Okay.
We can always add that on if we so choose. Okay, so is everyone clear? We're going to vote on Janet's proposal, if you, you know, those who express that they don't think we should be meeting, you know, twice or be uncertain, then just vote no on her motion. Okay? So, Michael, go ahead and call the roll on the poll, doing a poll for the 18th
yes.
and or the 24th.
Carolyn Burden?
Could you repeat the motion again? I'm sorry.
It's the motion. Go ahead.
The motion is to reserve both the dates of the 18th and the 24th and to conduct a poll of the membership on meeting on either or both the 18th and the 24th.
Okay, I vote no on that. Thank you.
Janet Corbin?
Yes.
Hank Lamb?
No.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
I'm going to vote yes. Lawrence Reyes?
I'm going to vote yes.
And Jane Zara?
Yes.
Anybody else join the call?
Yes.
Who's joining? I'm sorry. Who? Hello?
Yeah, Jane, this is yes.
Yes, no, I understand you voted yes. I'm asking, did anybody else join the call? I just called the names of all the people I know are on the call.
Right.
I have Carolyn, Janet, Hank, Bob, myself, Lawrence, and Jane. Is that it? Okay, so that was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yeses and 2 noes.
Okay, so that motion passes. Now, Michael, why don't you state your second motion?
I was asking to poll to reserve a poll also regarding Monday, December 1st and Monday, December 8th at the same time, not to meet all of those times, but to pick another meeting in advance.
Okay, actually, in the meanwhile, I check my own personal calendar, and I'm on the air on Monday, the 1st,
okay.
Which is World AIDS Day. So,
okay.
That's really not going to work for me.
All right, so just, well, maybe we don't have to do it then.
So,
the 8th would be...
Could we just add the 8th
yeah.
as a third, as another... You know, possible.
We can probably leave it off at that point. Then I think the first was close enough that I think having it at the same poll made sense. But if the first is out anyway, the 8th would just be 2 weeks from the 24th. But
okay,
worry about it then. That's fine.
All right. Thanks. So
you should remind people to participate in the working group in the poll.
Absolutely. Well, actually, maybe Michael, would you be in a position to put
okay,
out the,
sure.
the poll and the call to participate and so forth?
Yeah, let's get the results of this, and then we can schedule for
it. Okay, that sounds very good.
Yeah.
All right, that's really all we can do tonight without a quorum, so I want to thank you all for participating, and we'll see you whenever the poll tells us that we should be on together again. Okay, so thank you all. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.